This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Donnie Football has arrived, as he does every Friday at noon, for a quiz show.
Hello. We have a new quiz show. It's time for you and Donnie and Joe to play quiz show. Hello. Oh, limits, questions blow. We're glad you're here, so grab your beer. It's time for quiz show.
That guy's right. It is time for quiz show. Donnie, you're playing injured today. I was mildly concerned when you said you were at the doctor getting your foot checked. What happened?
I don't know. Like, I started to feel pain last Friday. More like discomfort, I would say, than pain. Like,
yeah,
a baseball term, I guess. But I very wisely worked out on it that day, and then it got worse over the course of the week. So I thought...
So maybe an old football injury?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know.
You're getting old, my friend. Are you 30 yet?
I will be in October.
Wow. When's your birthday?
October 22nd.
Good old Donnie Football. Getting older by the day like the rest of us, right, Limits?
That's right. Older by the day, literally.
Like this guy.
Yeah, older today.
Yeah, this guy. How about him? Did you wish him a happy birthday?
I did.
Did you get invited to Crowley's party?
Yes. Didn't you yesterday?
No, I didn't yesterday. He sent me a pity invite today. Oh, he did. Late yesterday, he sent me a pity invite.
The pity invite.
Right. Yeah.
Well, yeah, Chris and Pony brought it up on the show.
Yeah.
Because he texted all three of you guys.
Right. I mean, this thing has been mangled beyond belief. And if I walked in there now, it would be the saddest sight ever. Because everybody in the building would know I was a pity invite.
I mean, you at least have a shot. You're going to be done in 2 hours.
I'm not going near
I'm
there.
Not done
no, I'm not going there.
For 6 hours.
I know. Why would he even invite you guys if he knows that you work till 6?
Yeah,
no sense.
I think that was Pony's response. I think
right.
He said, Crowley, you know my schedule, WTF.
Right. Crowley really mangled this, but I do hope you guys have fun, Limits, and I hope your birthday goes the way you want it to go.
I appreciate it, Joe. Maybe you should go, Donnie. I mean, it would be fun if you go afterwards. I know that Joe does not want to ultimately go, but...
I have a feeling Crowley's going to be down worse than he anticipates by the time it hits 6 p.m.
Yeah,
that's fair.
I told him he better pack the Tums.
That's a long ways from now.
Yeah.
Once Crowley gets rolling.
Because there aren't many times, I'm sure, that he gets out and is able to get after it the way he's going to today.
I know. This is a big opportunity. It's like Robert Morris. Both Crowley and Robert Morris have huge opportunities. Right. Are you giving them a chance, Donnie? Do you at least think they'll cover on, what is it, 21.5 right now?
Yes, 21.5.
I want to say that they'll cover and at least keep it competitive. Like, I would love to see them keep it competitive the whole way through.
Yeah.
I feel like they got a really tough draw.
So do I.
I thought they were looking at maybe a 14 seed for how they finished their season. Like, they kind of dominated the back half of their season. They went through the conference tournament really without a single blip on the radar. I thought, you know, maybe they sneak onto that 14 line. Not only did they get a 15, I think they probably got the best 2 seed in their way as well.
Might have. Yeah, this is a tough one, but I'll be rooting for them. So that's the theme of today's quiz show, believe it or not, Donnie, is the NCAA tournament and its history in Pittsburgh. And you have an advantage here because I heard you guys talking
about... Oh, I don't
know
about that. You have a much, much stronger basketball knowledge, though.
Well, but you guys were talking about 25 names from... It's not just Pitt history. It's when the tournament's been played in Pittsburgh. It could be anything. I don't know where Limits is going with this, but you guys went over a lot of the history yesterday. That could be fresh on your mind.
Yeah, I'm still not going to doubt your hoops knowledge.
All right.
Over mine.
This might be more trivia than actual basketball knowledge.
I think you may blow me away here.
Well, let's do it. Who won the last one? Who won last week's? I can't remember.
I believe I won last time out.
That's right. You had the last answer was the three.
Aaron Rodgers Hail Marys.
The Aaron Rodgers Hail Marys.
Yes. And you knew all the teams they were against. That was brilliant. It was like a Hail Mary at the end of the game.
I kind of baited you in because I said three and you said, okay, I'll name all four. And then you
proceeded to name none. Yeah, I got Russell Wilson mixed up with
the Fail Mary.
Yeah. Mr. Unlimited. All right. I'm very wary of this for some reason, but let's give it a shot, Limits.
All right. We'll see if Limits' questions blow. They probably do. The first question is for you, Joe.
Okay.
Pittsburgh hosted the NCAA tournament last year.
Yeah.
But prior to that, they hosted it during the 2022 NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
Who was the number two seed that played in Pittsburgh that started its route, winning 2 games in the city at PPG Paints Arena and reaching the Final Four?
NC State?
I'm not talking about last year's tournament. The 2022 tournament.
Now I'm being laughed at by Limits on the first question, Donnie.
It's incorrect.
And I'm pretty sure I know
this it's
one.
Incorrect. All right, go ahead.
Villanova.
Villanova's correct. Jay Wright's final season before he ultimately retired in December.
I love Jay Wright.
That was the game where our buddy Joe Smeltzer almost got taken out by a player.
Yes, it was.
I heard you tell that story. Joe Smeltzer, who was in 2 of my classes at Waynesburg, why was he one of the floor muffers?
So when Pittsburgh will host, Duquesne is the host school. It's not Pitt or anybody else.
Yeah.
His parents have a connection to somebody that works in like the sports info department at Duquesne. I'm not
sure.
Very
nice people, I might add.
Yes. And when Pittsburgh is hosting, Joe will go with his parents, and I guess he kind of just gets like the, hey, if you can help us out here, that'd be great. Otherwise, I think he just gets to sit at the table and you know, have the best seat in the house to enjoy these games.
And there was a play where...
So there was, for the Ohio State-Villanova game, he had to be like the mop guy on one of the ends of the floor.
Right.
And there was an inbound play that was on the opposite end. So Joe goes out and he's mopping around the three-point line, and I'm sitting there with Malzi and
mopping.
Pony. Me, Malzi, Pony are in the crowd, and we're kind of joking with each other, like, man, I hope it's not a three-quarter court inbound here, because Smeltz might be in trouble. And wouldn't you know it, a guy goes running back there, and here comes the heave, and we're like, oh, my God, oh, my God. It misses him. It looks like it misses him by the matter of feet. It was probably like 5 to 10 feet.
Right. I'm going to find the clip.
It was also made even better because Kevin Harlan was on the call, and you know he lives for moments like this.
Right.
Other announcers would probably just let that go. Harlan says some funny line like, oh, and the mop guy was out on the floor, and he just scurried off faster than he's ever moved before.
Of all the people, Joe Smeltzer, that is just legendary.
Donnie, I know you have that clip somewhere. You have to find it. I'm looking for it now.
That is amazing.
This computer appears to be frozen upon its restart.
Frozen.
So.
Everything's frozen. This is like the movie Frozen at the moment. What's next?
All right, Donnie, the next question is for you. This might be a layup for Joe. who hit the big shot for Villanova. Again, Villanova's played so many games in Pittsburgh. Who hit the big shot for Villanova at the buzzer in the 2009 Elite Eight to take Villanova to the Final Four, Donnie?
That is a layup. Scotty Reynolds.
All righty.
Limits. Who made the immaculate reception limits? Any idea? Are you kidding me?
I don't
want to
hear it, Joe.
Is he kidding me with that question?
I thought it was going to be...
like who assisted or who threw the inbounds
pass.
Yeah,
which I would have no clue.
Oh, my God. All right. Maybe go back to the song, to the second verse of the song.
You know, maybe I will. All right, Joe. Again, Villanova. When they lost in 2015 in Pittsburgh,
yeah,
one of Villanova's flute players became a national sensation
right.
for crying
That's right.
while still playing the flute.
I remember that.
Who did Villanova lose to in that
oh.
game? Now the question's good, huh?
No, it's still bad.
But you don't know it.
No, I don't know it. Everybody remembers the flute girl. What does it matter who they lost
yeah,
to?
Yeah, because you remember the picture of the flute girl crying, and it even says... the final score of the game on it.
He's acting like this is an easy... You just asked him who made one of the most famous shots in NCAA tournament history. Now you're acting like I should know this? I don't know. Howard? Who was it, Donnie? You probably know.
I don't know. Like Virginia?
No.
Give us a clue.
ACC team.
Villanova, Clemson.
No.
Donnie?
I'll go Virginia Tech.
No.
Why can't I think of ACC schools? Virginia Tech, Virginia.
No.
My God.
No, I said Virginia first.
He said Virginia.
Why didn't you give me another chance?
I don't think it's one of the blue bloods. Boston College.
No.
Syracuse.
No.
Florida State.
No.
I'm running out of schools. I don't even remember who was in the ACC at the time.
It obviously wasn't Pitt.
Who's the other team that oh, crap. Wake Forest. Oh, you son of a Boris Yeltsin.
Georgia Tech.
What?
You just want the answer?
Maryland.
Oh, yeah, was Maryland still in the
yeah,
ACC
they were probably,
at that point?
They were
in the
probably
Big Ten.
In the Big Ten at
I don't
that
know.
Point.
I don't care anymore. I quit. Donnie. Oh, I know who it was. Can I go?
Yes, go.
Go ahead.
Louisville.
No. It was NC State.
I said NC State. That's the first thing I said. Didn't I, Donnie?
At the very top of the quiz show.
At the top of the quiz show, not this question.
Oh, for God's sakes. All right, it's back
to Donnie.
How
is that the one that we forget?
This is devolving. This is really devolving fast. Back to Donnie. What's it up to? Three and he's up to nothing?
Yes.
All right.
I think you'll probably hammer the last question, though, if I had to imagine.
Maybe.
Donnie, in last year's NCAA tournament, Oakland...
I could be mathematically eliminated by then.
Oakland stunned Kentucky as Jack Golke hit 10 threes to help win it for Oakland. Golke was the story, but who was the Horizon League player of the year that also factored in for Oakland in that game?
Are you blanking kidding me with these questions? You think we memorized Oakland's roster?
You wanted Pittsburgh March Madness questions,
yeah,
and you continually
to be done in 5 minutes.
Hate on the questions. So if you want to do that, then quiz Donnie and I next time.
We could go 11 years on this, and I couldn't even name Jack Golke.
He's currently one
him.
Of the best players on Arizona's roster right now.
Oh, then I'll definitely get it. Donnie, go
As
ahead.
As a four seed.
I have no idea.
No idea. Just name him.
It's Trey Townsend.
Let's go to the last question mercifully.
This sucks. The first time Pitt was in the ACC, Joe, we'll see if you get this question right
yes.
since you want to hate on the quiz show and all
right.
my questions.
Yeah. No, who's hating on the quiz show? Every week I say we have a quiz show, and you say I want to ban the quiz show.
Yes, because you hate my questions.
No,
and you
I like
hate
your
how
questions.
We do the quiz
I complimented
show.
Your questions for months at a time. I'm only kidding when I say in the song that your questions blow.
Ban the quiz show.
They
ban
used
it.
To. See?
Ban
That's
it.
What happens
ban the
every
quiz show.
Week. And then you get this. Go ahead.
I like this question, and I hope you do too.
Mm-hmm.
The first year that Pitt played in the ACC,
yep.
they won two games in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, I remember Malzi and Craig came to my house because I had a new man cave with a new TV, and we watched the ACC tournament that year. But go ahead.
How many of the five starters on Pitt's roster from that current season in 2013-2014?
2013, okay.
2013-14, how many of the five starters can you name? Joe, the task is up to you.
2013-14. I can name two.
I'll let you go because I can't name three.
Okay.
I think Joe, I can only name two tops.
Starters.
Yeah. Lamar Patterson.
One.
How about that, Donnie? I'm even surprised by that. And Bradley Wanamaker. Oh, am I angry at you? The other one on my mind was James Robinson. Would I have gotten that right?
You would have gotten it right.
Ah!
One of his 20
James
seasons
Robinson
at Pitt.
Was right.
He almost broke Carl Krauser's record
the starters,
of 30 years at Pitt.
Was Talib Zano on that team?
Oh, yeah. Talib Zano was a starter.
That would have been the pull of the century.
He was like the one I was pretty sure of.
Give us the other two.
In the Pitt-Colorado game, it was Cameron Wright, James Robinson, Lamar Patterson, Talib Zana, and Michael Young.
Michael Young.
Okay, I would have missed.
Zana had 18 points.
I would have missed my second one. My two guesses would have been Zana and Jamel Artis.
Jamel Artis was on that team, but on the bench.
Where was Bradley Wanamaker?
Brad Wanamaker was not on that team.
I was going to ask you guys a question along those lines of the year that Nasir Robinson had the malfunction. We remember that, right?
Yes.
That was...
What a ball game.
I think a couple of years earlier. I had that exact question because I was worried that Limits was so mad today that I was going to have to give you guys the quiz show.
Maybe that's what we'll do next week.
Maybe we won't. We're not getting along today, Donnie, and I'm sorry that you walked into a family
There's
argument.
Andy Toole.
Where? Oh, here we go.
Get an interview before the game.
Pitt's five starters from that tragic game. Who were they? How many of them can you name? Limits, you're invited to, even though you're only four. How old were you then in 2011?
Would not have been four. I would have been turning 10 at that time.
Well, go ahead, gentlemen. The five starters for Pitt in that horrifying loss to Butler when they were a one seed. Pitt was a one seed.
I think I can name two.
Go ahead.
Game winning field goal.
Wanamaker and DeJuan Blair.
Wanamaker was one.
I think Blair was gone.
Blair was already gone. Okay.
Yep.
Did we get a Gary McGee?
We did get a Gary McGee.
I mean, he had the ankles broken by Kemba.
Yeah.
Woodall? Trey Woodall?
No, but that's a great guess. Obviously, Nasir was one, right?
Yes, yeah.
Fields would have been way gone, right?
So, yes, yeah, he was gone.
He was gone.
So you have two more.
Why can't I think of who, like, the... Ashton Gibbs.
Great pull.
Great one there.
That's who I was trying to think of, like who the point guard
was. Who said you're not a basketball guy, Donnie?
Donnie basketball.
That was in like my peak college hoops fandom there, like the teenage years.
And the fifth one is a man that I've already mentioned today.
Is it Steven Adams?
No, it would be Julius Page.
No,
oh
he was
God,
way early.
I just mentioned him like a minute ago.
Oh, you mentioned Julius Page earlier. That's why I thought you were going there.
Multiple
which wouldn't
times.
Have made any sense.
Multiple times I just said this man's name.
Oh, Wanamaker.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was a good player, too.
I said Wanamaker.
No, you didn't. So it was Nasir?
First name I said.
Wait a second.
Him and Blair. But even though Blair wasn't on that
team. No, it was Nasir, McGee, Ashton Gibbs, Wanamaker, and Gilbert Brown.
Oh.
Yeah, Gilbert Brown's the name we didn't name.
Right. Great guy.
And then Matt Howard had the game-winning free throw.
Yeah, and who was their other star player? Can either one of you name Butler's star player?
Okay, the first name's either Sheldon or Shelvin, but I know the last name is Mac.
Shelvin Mac. Wow, this guy, huh?
Well, so he was the one who had a huge game, and he fouled. He fouled Pitt. I forget which player it was who had a chance.
I think it was Gilbert Brown.
Okay, with under a second to go, and then Robinson's was even worse because I feel like. At that moment in time, everybody on Earth was like, oh, man, I feel terrible for this kid because he played his heart out and he just committed a foul with a second to go. Pitt's going to win this game.
Yeah, he was a very, very
And then Robinson just out-dumbed him.
Yeah, I mean, it was incredible what happened. And he came on the air a couple times the next week, Nasir Robinson. He was a really good player and a good kid. And in fact, I was just as I was researching that game this morning, there was a story right away on ESPN commending this dude for coming out and saying, just owning up and being available. That's all you can do in those situations.
Yeah, that's a brutal one for them. You know what my favorite, it was around that time, but not that same year, but it will forever be my favorite upset pick that I actually picked.
Yeah.
and Limits knows because we've had this conversation, I have bracket integrity. I may enter multiple polls, but it's always the same bracket.
Yeah,
all
yeah,
the same
I
picks.
Hear you.
Northern Illinois or Northern Iowa over Kansas.
I remember that
9-1. Over 1. Ali Farouk Manesh.
Right, exactly.
Who is the assistant coach now at Colorado State where Ethan Morton plays.
Really?
They're playing later today. Pretty sure he's still there.
That's unbelievable.
But he took a three. They were up by one. Kansas had rallied in the game, if you remember. And he had an open three on the wing with the seconds coming off the clock. He could have just, you know, dribbled in, took an easy two.
Yeah.
They could have defended the three however they wanted. He takes a three and buries it that pretty much puts the game away.
Man, I hope we get more of that kind of stuff today. We didn't get a ton of it yesterday, Donnie, did we?
No, we got McNeese.
Yeah.
And we got Drake, which, you know, I don't even know how much, like, you count, like, the 11 over 6 at this point as an upset. It's kind of venturing into the 10-7, 9-8 territory where it's barely
right.
One. It's like those teams go into the game pretty even.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping today because, you know, I always get so upset happy with these when I do these. That's why
we were just talking about that, about how.
Like yesterday, I picked Montana to beat Wisconsin.
Right. And then you become invested in that game and how we love upsets as humans. We gravitate toward bucking the odds. We mentioned, I mean, this goes back thousands of years to David and Goliath and Ron's game story from that day.
The big one I'm looking at today, Akron over Arizona.
Ooh. Keith Dambrot's old team. Yeah.
Respect the Mac.
I'm looking at RMU. I'll tell you what you don't respect right now is the ACC. My God, this is
brutal
a disaster,
showing.
Donnie. If Duke doesn't get to the Final Four, maybe even if Duke doesn't win it, there's nothing to salvage here.
I think there's even a shot that Limits' favorite team is the last one standing.
So
The team that didn't really deserve to get in, they're going to end up being the. Now, Duke's very good, and I think they have a pretty good road.
You think they could go all the way?
UNC?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say. I have them in the Elite Eight.
I have them in the Elite. Well, if you have them in the Elite Eight, why couldn't they go all the way?
I'm sorry, I have them in the Sweet 16. I have them losing in the Elite Eight.
I have them losing
Michigan
to Auburn.
State.
What's your best Pitt memory? It's makes me sad because there's been some famous shots against Pitt and some famous moments, and they've all seemingly fallen against them. Barry Goheen, Scotty Reynolds.
In the tournament, specifically?
Yeah, and then the Nasir Robinson thing. Yeah, in the tournament. I mean, for me, it was being in Milwaukee, where was a really good Wisconsin team with Devin Harris. Bo Ryan was the coach. Is that his name? Yeah.
Three?
Yeah.
And Blair was 6'9"?
Yeah, he broke him in half. He was just Hashim beat by then. He took half of his name away from him. Two images for me reflect that entire Pitt run, the Howland-Dixon years. And that is an injured Brandon Knight still diving on the floor late in a blowout win over UConn to win their first Big East title at the Garden. That symbolized that run. And then Blair taking this kid who's going to be, what, a top five pick in the draft, I think?
I think the beat was like, yeah, second or third overall. He was a lottery pick.
And slinging him over his shoulder onto the ground. Those are the two images that if you wanted to, you know, put a face on that run, those would have been it.
I think it's hard to argue with those, especially for Blair. That dude was a player.
Do you like Josh Rountree?
I love Josh. Why?
I don't like him that much.
Why? Did he turn down a golf offer?
Yeah. No, generally I do like him, actually. We're having going back and forth here. He won't call in sick to go play golf, even though he works for a golf
yes,
organization.
He does.
And I would think that his boss would love it if we played golf together, right? You have to go out there and mingle with the people. We're a sports radio station. I would think his boss would say, go ahead and go play, Donnie.
Starting to get to their busy season.
Yeah, I would think. All right, that was good. That was good, Donnie. I'm older than you, and if I retired in the next 5 minutes, which a lot of people think I probably should, and you asked me what I love covering most in my whole career was Pitt basketball in their heyday there.
Hottest ticket in town.
God, I love that. I love being wherever we were, Denver, Idaho, Boston, wherever we were for these games. I loved, and you had great access. I loved writing about the players, previewing the games, talking to the coaches. I remember when Dixon played Howland. It was UCLA against Pitt.
Yeah, 07?
Something like that,
yeah.
Out in San Jose. I just loved it. I could have done that forever. But it seemed to have just gone away when Pitt went to the – something was lost when they went to the ACC. Well, the Big East was lost, yeah. Is what was lost.
That's why I also think, and I know that he couldn't ever get over that hump, and it was highlighted most by the Scotty Reynolds game.
Yeah.
But looking back, there has to be a strong appreciation for Jamie Dixon, because you could pretty much pencil into your calendar that Pitt would be playing basketball right now.
You could.
Every single year.
You could.
And, you know, whether or not
having
they
had said that, it did get very, very stale at the
end. It did.
It was,
yeah,
almost like a Steeler-like situation where, yes, they were still getting in, but they had no chance.
Yeah, I'm not arguing that, but it was, you know, it's at least fun when we know that Pitt is in the mix, because teams,
yes,
can make runs even if they win a couple of games and they don't win the whole thing. But just think about the last 10 years and how brutal it's been.
Yes.
I mean, they get into the first four a couple of years ago. It was awesome. They win the game. They beat Iowa State 2 years ago. And, like, that's really all we've had to grasp for the better part of a decade.
Believe me, I know. Thursday, what's the date today? The 21st?
21st. Yeah.
Exactly. Separating it by a day. 16 years ago, March 20th, 2008, is the byline in Denver. The savvy old news hound wrote a piece on Sam Young's pump fake. I remember it like yesterday.
Better than Big Ben's?
It was. Yeah, it was
the
up there.
The two greatest pump fakes in Pittsburgh history, Big Ben and Sam Young.
That's a great call. And I remember talking to Pat Sandler and Orlando Antigua, I think, was the other guy. Maybe it was Brandon. I can't remember. And they were laughing at me because I'm like, I'm doing a story on Sam Young's pump fake. I am. And it was legendary. And the guy that he was going to play for, Oral Roberts, was the defensive player of the year in his conference. And I got to talk to him about it. He said, I've played a lot of guys, but I've never seen anybody pump fake like that. Donnie, that's what I loved, because I love basketball. So I'm in there, you know, in the inner workings of the game, talking to Sam Young. Where did this come from? Do you know where it came from?
No.
One of his teammates at Hargrave Military Academy taught it to him. And then you remember Joe Alexander from West Virginia?
I know the name. I don't really remember much else.
He was a Mike Gansey-like character, pretty good player. And Sam Young said to him, Joe, they were teammates at Hargrave, I think I have one of the best pump fakes in America. And Alexander said, I wouldn't argue with that. It was unbelievable, Donnie, because he could exactly, it was like throwing a changeup in baseball with the exact same arm motion and speed. That was his pump fake. It was exactly like the beginnings of his jump shot. And it was like this ridiculous slow motion. Mm-hmm. And they would fall for it every time. The players at Pitt practices were falling for it 4 years later.
It was great.
You remember it, Limits?
I do. Those are some of my best early childhood Pitt basketball moments, and James Robinson's crossover is probably my favorite too, and just the way that he would command the offense.
Yeah, man, they had some great point guards, starting with Brandon, Krauser, Fields. I thought Robinson was maybe not up to their level, but he was a good player.
Yeah, I'd say those first three you mentioned, it's hard to argue against.
And I miss it, Donnie. I'll tell you that, I miss
Krauser
it.
Krauser throwing up the X.
Oh, he still does that in the crowd. Did you see him a couple weeks
yeah.
ago? Tremendous. Is he still playing there? He played at Pitt longer than any man, even with COVID rules, has ever played at a university. He was 37 by the time he left.
I was thinking about that last night because I know Hunter Dickinson is at Kansas.
Yeah.
And that dude's been in college for 7 years. Like, I think he entered.
Malzi was at Penn State when that dude started.
I was going to say, I think I was still at Waynesburg when that guy right. first went to Michigan.
I was still in grade school when he went to college.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Donnie Football will join us for one more segment, and it's the one we've all been waiting for. Bechtold's breakdown on Bechtold's birthday. What do you got, big boy?
How many brackets remain perfect? One streak is snapped at 17 years in the tourney. And Najee Harris's comments. What did one Steelers reporter have to say about what Najee said in LA?
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, boy. Jerry Dulac of the Post-Gazette. Breaking. Aaron Rodgers is at the Steelers facility today. An indication a deal with the team could be forthcoming, per sources. Thankfully, Donnie Football is in for this hour. This is perfect. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Can't even let us enjoy the Robert Morris game.
I know. Let the drama begin, Donnie. Aaron Rodgers. This is going to be, should it come to pass, and it appears to be headed in that direction, this is going to be one wild ride. Do you like the idea of Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh?
I think we've been over this. The sports talk radio host in us wants this to happen 110%, whereas maybe the fan in us does not want this to happen. Like the fan in me, I'd rather them just run it ahead with Mason Rudolph, maybe, just maybe, have a bad season for once and set yourself up for 2026. But we know that if the Aaron Rodgers thing does in fact happen, that it will be headline after headline after headline that gives us fodder to talk about, not even just for the season, all of the off season, probably after the season.
For years to come, yeah. Depending on what happens. So he came out of the darkness. I don't know if he was in the darkness, actually. But he's here, according to Dulac. So many questions arise. I mean, does this make it imperative that you keep Pickens? That would be one.
It's four nights of complete darkness.
Another would be, what kind of money are we talking about and what kind of term? I mean, I get the impression, if I had to guess right now, that it's going to be one guaranteed year for between 30 and 40 million. Does that sound reasonable? Or do you think he's going to work himself into more guaranteed
money? Did you guys ask Ray about this earlier when you had him on, like what a possible deal could look like?
No, just generally we asked him what's happening.
So the guys questioned him on it yesterday, you know, his best guess on what he thinks the Steelers' offer would be. And he said it was more like 1 year for 25 or 30.
Ooh, okay.
which is obviously more attractive. You know, if you're able to get this guy at like $25 million guaranteed instead of $40 million, then that changes the calculus on everything a little bit.
What about Pickens? Would you prefer? I mean, obviously the idea here is going to be to protect Rodgers because he needs that at this stage of his career, and have him stand back there and be able to use that arm, which is still lively, and get the ball down the field to the guy that they're giving tens of millions of dollars to, plus Pickens, right?
Yeah, I think it only makes sense that if you bring in Aaron Rodgers, you know it's only going to be a one-year shot. You know, the man is 41 years old. You are trying to pull what Brett Favre did in Minnesota 15 years ago. So you have to have that on your mind, and it only makes sense for me, unless Pickens truly forces his way out of here, which
yeah.
he could,
yeah.
you got to keep that dude on the roster. Like, you have to be all in.
Right.
If you go with something like this, because bringing in a 41-year-old quarterback is not a, yeah, we're still building ourselves for the future here. Like, no, you're telling us that you think you can actually do this right now, so all the chips have to be at the center of the table.
And I guess the other thing that comes to mind, Donnie, is just because you visit a facility doesn't mean you leave with a contract. We just saw Russell Wilson, for example, visit the Giants and the Browns and left both places without a deal. For all we know, has he visited the Giants yet? Do we know that, Aaron?
Well, I mean, I imagine he has easy access to it if he wants, because he did play for the Jets.
Yeah. So is he going to do both? Or I just wonder. Or does he leave that facility today with an agreement?
I would actually be surprised if by the end of today we had an official deal. Between
you would?
The Steelers. Yeah, I would. I think this is just part of his long game here. He's holding all the cards, you know, and I said the other day, as annoying as it may be, Aaron Rodgers has the right to take his time on all of this. It is the Steelers are the ones that are keeping themselves in it. So if you want anybody to blame here as to why, like, man, why is this what you guys talk about? Why is this what's important?
Yeah.
You blame the Pittsburgh Steelers. You don't blame us, and you don't blame Aaron Rodgers.
I have been saying that.
Yeah.
I totally agree that they have looked horrible in this. But then, if they get Aaron Rodgers and he's really good, they're going to turn out to be right. I don't think they will be. I think this is desperate. I think he wasn't their first choice. I don't think he's very good anymore. I could be very wrong. Let's get a gauge on this from you out there. At 412-928-9370. And what I'm interested in is just your initial feel, because normally, like, if this was 5 years ago, we'd be having a parade later today. If Aaron, oh boy, what?
Tom Pelissero tweets, Aaron Rodgers did visit the Steelers facility today, as Jerry Dulac reported. No deal is done or imminent, but Rodgers spent time with coaches. Another sign he's seriously considering playing his 21st season in Pittsburgh.
There you go, Donnie. You already have a prediction, right? That he would leave without a deal done. But I'm curious for your gut reaction. Like I said, if this was 5 years ago, or if this was just the immediate plan right after Ben, like somehow they got Aaron Rodgers right then, there would have been mass excitement. Maybe there still is. But we'd love to hear from you, just as that news is filtered through your ear and into your brain. What's the gut reaction? Is it excitement? Is it dread? Is it something else that Aaron Rodgers was at the Steelers facility today? And Jerry Dulac saying it's an indication a deal with the team could be forthcoming. You heard Pelissero say that Rodgers left without a deal, but obviously the fact that he was here is a big deal. So your gut reaction at 412-928-9370.
So like I was saying, and it sounds like he did go in and out without putting pen to paper, I think this is part of his long game. You know, we don't know when he's going to make this decision. There are insiders that think it will be around the draft. Some people think that it will be even later than that. I mean, we had Mike Florio, Aditi, among others on the other day, and I thought they brought up a pretty fair point. Now that the Minnesota Vikings are out on Aaron Rodgers, who's to say that he doesn't just take this little summer tour, this off-season tour,
right,
where he goes around, he visits Pittsburgh, he checks out how it is, he checks out the facility, He talks to the coaches. He, you know, he talks to Art Rooney too. Who knows? He talks to everybody. He goes and has a sandwich down the street at one of the famous spots. He could do all of that, but he could go do that really wherever, because who's to say we don't get later into the spring or into the summer or even, you know, 2 weeks into the preseason.
Right.
And let's say that there's a team that is a true contender and the quarterback goes down and they look around and they see Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
And think, we bring this guy in. He gives us a whole lot better shot than our backup quarterback.
Pomp has been talking about that, and I still think that's a great possibility. Adam Schefter tweets out, Aaron Rodgers is visiting the Steelers facility and meeting with their coaching staff, as Jerry Dulac reported. No deal at this time is close per source. So, man, we'll see how this plays out. Limits, do you have some initial gut reactions here from people? I think he does, Donnie. Who do we got?
All righty. Full lines. Let's start with Steve, who wants to talk about Aaron Rodgers.
Hey, Steve, what's up?
Hey, first off, great show. I don't think Joe should ever retire.
Thank you.
And my gut reaction is Tomlin and Rodgers are like two peas in a pod. Self-centered, delusional, stubborn, and really not any good for the franchise.
And underachieving in the playoffs, you might add. Yeah, you could have added both underachieving in the playoffs for many years now, too.
Exactly. And that quick, clever take, Joe, is why you should never retire.
Thank you, Cornelius.
I think that's a good point by Steve, because it's something else worth bringing up. We know that the Steelers and that Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers like to flirt. You know, there's the image of them a couple of years ago when he's still in Green Bay.
Right. The bromance. They have a bromance.
Rodgers smiles.
Yeah, yeah.
Tomlin winks at him.
Right.
They like to flirt. Would they like to date?
Yeah.
I think that's a whole lot different.
Here's two things. I don't know this for sure, but all the reporting on it, plus my gut feel, tells me this is completely a Mike Tomlin operation to get Aaron Rodgers in here. And two, if it fails miserably and completely blows up, there will be absolutely zero ramification for Mike Tomlin. He brought in Kenny Pickett and Matt Canada. And when that failed spectacularly and they got rid of both, you might have thought that offseason, wow, was Tomlin sort of attached to those guys with his fate? Not really. In fact, the response from Art was to give Mike a longer than usual contract extension and a nice raise that made him the fifth highest paid coach in all of American sports. So if you're thinking out there, wow, if Tomlin's really wrong about this, you know, we could be looking at maybe something happening there. Don't look. Ain't happening. There will be no ramifications. He runs the organization. I'm convinced this is absolutely a Tomlin production, and we'll see if he's right. I don't think he is.
The other thing that I do find kind of humorous that we get from listeners, and I'm not saying that this is like the wrong opinion or anything or the wrong thought, but it is funny when you ask people if they would want Aaron Rodgers here before they even get into his ability on the field at 41 years old.
Yeah.
One of the main points that people will make is, well, you bring in Aaron Rodgers and he'll be finally the guy that tells Tomlin how it goes. It won't be the other way around.
That ain't happening either. Do you agree with that?
I think Rodgers will have more control than most have had.
You think he'll have control at the line of scrimmage, unlike Ben and Russell Wilson? Somebody should tell him, by the way, when he goes into those negotiations with the coaches, hey, Mike, it's my understanding that Ben Roethlisberger and Russell Wilson both had their freedoms at the line curtailed on whether they could change plays. Can we talk about that for a second?
I mean, that is a detail that could truly derail this thing.
Yeah.
Rodgers finding out, hey, I'm not going to have full control. And now here's the difficulty of it. You have two past quarterbacks. I mean, one of them as recently as last year.
Just to be clear, for people listening, Donnie, this is Aaron Rodgers visiting the facility. No deal, but obviously a big development. Go ahead.
But you have Russell Wilson in here last season, a guy that doesn't quite have the accolades of Aaron Rodgers, but I think has a pretty decent shot of also being in the Hall of Fame one day.
Yeah.
Regardless, a man who has a great pedigree behind him, a great career behind him.
Right.
And he had those things taken away. it's going to take a lot of convincing, I feel, to ensure Aaron Rodgers that that won't happen to him if things start to go south.
Yeah, and I heard, was it the morning show today? I can't remember, that this idea that Rodgers doesn't get along with teammates is overblown. I don't know. Might want to go ask Mike Williams and Garrett Wilson about that. Two of his top three receivers in New York, allegedly, going into the season. He threw one so far under the bus, he still hasn't gotten out from under it. That was Mike Williams. And the other guy, I just had, covers the Jets for ESPN, again, Rich Cimini. Tell me that he thinks Garrett Wilson would have requested a trade in New York if Rodgers came back. So it's not like Rodgers is this terrible person or anything. But man, when you seemingly alienated two of your top three receivers at your last stop, and we know some of the other drama that he brings, let's not also pretend that there couldn't be problems here. There's a guy named George Pickens here. Do you imagine that there's a chance that might go poorly, Donnie?
I mean, could go poorly with either one, or DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
Really. And then, you know, also when he rolls in here, he's going to ask the Steelers to sign either Randall Cobb or Alan Lazard, or maybe get Jordy Nelson out
of
retirement.
Jordy Nelson, right. And wait till he gets a load of Artie Smith telling him he's got to throw three times a game to Cordero Patterson. I don't know, man. I don't know about this. We'll see if there's any developments here before the show ends. You and the PM guys will pick up the story for sure, Donnie. I appreciate you being in here.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Thanks, man. This was good that you were here for the breaking news that at least Rodgers has visited. Listen, packed lines. We're absolutely going to take your calls. We're also going to talk to the Duquesne player who hit the big shot last night. Number one on the SportsCenter top 10. That was Journey Kiyaku. 0.2 seconds left. We had all these NCAA tournament games. The biggest, most notable shot of the whole night was in WNIT game at Duquesne. Journey went up and under off 1 foot the way that my dad used to shoot his jump shots. It was incredible. And she swished it. So we're going to talk to you about Rodgers. We're going to talk to Journey Kiyaku next as well. And the beat rolls on here.